It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, along with Bill Kite, the executive director of Glenwood Springs Historical Society. And a lot of you know that for a number of years, one of the big highlights each October around Halloween was the Ghost Walk, which took a couple-year hiatus. And thanks to one of the board members, one of the new board members of the Glenwood Springs Historical Society, last year made it made a comeback and was popular enough, decided to do it again this year. Of course, Bill, like everything in 2020, the Ghost Walk this year is not going to be exactly the same as it was in 2019.
That's right, Gabe. But first of all, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be with you again. I've always enjoyed these interviews because it's a lot of fun being with you, and I want to just say thanks. Yeah, the word virtual doesn't quite do justice to what we're doing. Through Chris Treble, who's a great videographer and filmmaker, in his True Media Foundation, we have recorded the ghost just like you would be walking up to their grave at night. And they have been filmed, and we will then live stream those different ghosts to you on October 22nd at 7 p.m. And we will be commenting and giving, dedicating the Ghost Walk to some people that are no longer with us and to the founder of the Ghost Walk, Bob Boyle. And then we'll be offering, just like you were walking from one grave to the next, in between the sessions, you'll be hearing from us. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun, but it will be live streaming October 22nd at 7 p.m. And so if you miss it, you miss it. We're hoping to make some DVDs of that live streaming event and offer them for sale later. But, you know, normally tickets go for $25. And so we're going to ask people to make a donation of at least $5. I had hoped to just offer it free and then people make donations according to their ability, but I was overruled by the powers that be above me and was told, no, you're going to have to at least donate $5 to see this. And it's a really good production. I guarantee it's going to be a lot of fun for us to do. So hopefully people will tune in that one version instead of the two or three weekends we had it before. It's just going to be one shot here.
I think you mentioned Bob Boyle. I don't know if he has checked his DNA, you know, through Ancestry.com. I'm pretty sure he is somehow related to Doc Holliday. he plays the part so well.
He really did. And he retired. And he's living in New Mexico, and he wasn't about to come help us out during the COVID pandemic. And I can understand that. But we did bring one person out of retirement, and that's Mike Miller, who does Kid Curry. So I'm not going to tell you who the rest of the ghosts are, but that one in itself is really worth seeing. Mike has done a just fantastic job on coming out of retirement for us. So we're excited about that.
Now, you mentioned that this is going to be a live event, and yet you said that, you know, Chris Treble, through True Media Foundation and Versatile Productions, has filmed some scenes in advance. So it sounds kind of like a combination of live and recorded.
Exactly. And as you see it, I think it'll have that feel of just like you were being there on the Ghost Walk, like I said. So, yeah, in times like these, we have to be very adaptable, and we're making it up as we go. And, you know, that can be really stressful for some of us. Like right now, if you go to our website, glenwoodhistory.com, it'll tell you that, you know, soon we will have a link for you to be able to donate and get the actual place you'll go to come October 22nd at 7 p.m. So we're making these preparations. It won't be till probably tomorrow night to where that link will be available for you to make a donation and get how you're supposed to see this, because that's something we want to make as easy as possible.
What will be the actual platform where folks will be able to see the Ghost Walk? Will it be YouTube? Is that what you said?
It will be. Yes, we have a YouTube channel, so it will be through YouTube. And I think that way people can actually make comments, which I'd like for people to be able to do.
Gotcha. Okay. And again, it's going to be a private YouTube link. So you'll be able to get that link once you actually register on the website, again, at glenwoodhistory.com. And I assume, Bill, that after the live event on Thursday, October 22nd at 7 p.m., if you have the link, you can go back and watch the show again later.
Nope. It's one deal only, okay. One live performance.
Okay.
And then we will record that performance while it's happening, and because I'd like to also have it translated into Spanish. When we record it, so that we can provide that for our Spanish friends who speak Spanish. And so we will be able, I hope, to sell DVDs for that performance, but there's only going to be one live performance on YouTube.
Gotcha. Okay. And again, that's Thursday, October 22nd, 7 p.m. Again, for more information, go to glenwoodhistory.com. As Bill said, a minimum donation of $5. If you want to give a little bit more, that's fine as well, but a minimum of $5. Obviously, a lot of the conversation revolves around COVID-19, what's going on in the world today, and you, just like everybody else, are having to get creative. And it's interesting to me, Bill, that, you know, back in the 70s, those Saturday morning cartoons, I'm trying to remember the name of the series, but, you know, I'm Just a Bill on Capitol Hill and all that. And of course, one of my favorites was Necessity is the Mother of Invention. And boy, that, yes, could certainly be a slogan for 2020. And it's interesting to me how, yeah, some things are more difficult and a little bit of a pain, and yet we are finding answers in 2020 that we didn't even know the question existed. And I think we may actually end up taking a lot of what we're doing in 2020 into future years when there is no COVID-19.
I think you're right, Gabe. And I know for a fact that when we were all sequestered in our homes, both Kate, my wife, and I had a really great time because we didn't have a schedule we had to keep. We didn't have to rush off somewhere. And we got more work done. I got grants put in that were able to allow us to make it through this period of time through the CARES Act and Colorado Humanities grant that we got from them. And, you know, that it was a lot less stressful. We cooked meals at night. You know, we planned things. We spent time together. And so, yeah, I kind of hated to come back to the office because I got much more done the other way. And I think a lot of people are going to be that way, of not having to go to the office and being able to work from home can be more productive, for sure.
Yeah, I'll tell you, within the first 2 weeks of quarantine, there is not a door that squeaks or that does not shut and latch properly in our entire house.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, this definitely had affected us because we had we had what we're going to call a casino night at Hotel Colorado for a fundraiser, and that we couldn't do that. And so we definitely got adaptable to be able to do this ghost walk. And I'm really glad we did, because it deserves being able to pull it off. And so I'm really glad that we're making this possible.
Again, you can learn more about Ghost Walk 2020 at glenwoodhistory.com. Again, the premier event is Thursday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. You do need to obviously buy your reservation in advance. Again, at glenwoodhistory.com, it's a $5 donation. Anything over and above $5, if you want to, for instance, if you're going to watch it as a family and you know there are going to be three or four of you, maybe $5 a piece, but it's $5 is the minimum for anybody that would like to watch. We'll talk a little bit more about what you can expect to see during the Ghost Walk experience when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with one of my personal favorites, Bill Kite. I guess it may have a little something to do with it that, you know, you're a friend of the family. So maybe, you know, you always appreciate those folks that your parents appreciate and respect. And we've had some good conversations over the years, certainly this time. Again, it's about the Glenwood Historical Society. Again, the 2020 Ghost Walk. You can learn more. You can buy tickets, if tickets in quotes, air quotes, glenwoodhistory.com. You know, I mentioned this in the first segment, and it was Clara Miller, one of your board members, that came back last year and was adamant that the Ghost Walk would return. And Bill, sometimes having new blood on a board of directors or in an organization can really entice you to take a look at what you're doing and maybe bring back some things that were successful in the past, or make changes like that that maybe would not have happened had it not been for someone like Clara being on the board.
Exactly. And, you know, the amazing thing about that is we had years ago, we had a position on the board for someone in high school. And so Clara was one of those people that was on the board as a student in high school. And then she went off to college and did other things and then came back here a while back. And that just makes it that much more special to me, because a lot of people will come into the museum, just like our bookkeeper, Angela Black, and say, I want to help you guys because I came to this museum when I was a kid. And they just have an attachment to the Frontier Museum. And a lot of people have attachment just like that to the Ghost Walk. So I'm really glad I didn't get run out of town when we did that 1 year without it on 2018. I could have been tarred and feathered the old way, you know. So Clara, she pursued this this virtual idea, and she's making it happen. So I want to give her credit for sure. Absolutely. And the whole board of directors as well.
Sure, sure. You bet. Absolutely. Because I want to say you have a working board, right? Everybody puts in some time for different projects and fundraisers.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a necessity in today's world, is to have a working board. It's not to put your name there, you know, just to say I'm on this board. But yeah, you got to carry the load every once in a while, for sure.
So talk a little bit more about this this huge event, the Ghost Walk 2020. Again, Chris Tribble and Versatile Productions and the True Media Foundation. Of course, we've talked to him about his work, you know, with young people in the past. The Ghost Walk is right up his alley for the type of thing that he likes to put together. You've got theater, you've got props, you've got drama, and then you've got the live event. You know, it doesn't get any more exciting in video or audio than when you're actually live in the moment. And you have all of those things that have kind of come to bear for the Ghost Walk 2020. And the other cool thing about this, whether it's in person or it's online, is the fact that you always use local actors for all of these roles.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. We, when we first started this out, I didn't know anything about acting. That was, you know, of course, 21 years ago, since we were minus 1 year, and it started attracting people who did do theater. Bob Wiley's a good example. And then also it's Chip Wells, who's going to be one of the characters. I'm not going to let you know. You're going to have to watch it to see, but she's amazing. She's been in theater. I didn't have time to put all the production she's been in. And then also we have a walk-on, which I think you're really going to enjoy, by Lisa Langer, the tourism director. And that's a real knockout, because I've been wanting to have this particular ghost come and visit us. And so she will be producing that segment, and I think that's going to start out the show. So a little bit of a mystery there, because it's, you never know what you're going to get when you go to the Ghost Walk, and it's going to be the same this time. We have a young actor too from high school that last year did a character, and she'll be doing that character again, and she's amazing. So all the way from us old folks to people in high school are going to be in the production. So it's going to be a real knockout.
It's also kind of neat that young people are interested in history. It almost feels like, you know, history is an acquired taste. Is that an appropriate terminology to use? You know, oftentimes the young people, it seems like, are interested in the here and now and, well, what's going to affect me between now and, you know, Friday night. But you actually, aside from Clara, who I guess is, you know, obviously a young adult now, but you've got students that are helping you out as well.
We do. As a matter of fact, we're really going to miss one of our high school students who created a ghost in the sense of a composite ghost who's a nurse that we hope to be able to use when we go back to giving tours at the Hotel Colorado. And she did this as part of her, I don't know, they call it portfolio program of some kind that they have to do in high school. And so she's been here contributing to that, putting that together and helping us out do research. She found out as a consequence of doing research that we have three members, people in Glenwood, from Glenwood, who were part of the Manhattan Project, the atomic bomb project. We had no idea until she did this research. So it's really heartening to have a high school students come in and want to do things with history. And I don't know if it's acquired or if it's learned, because either you care about history and the lessons it teaches us, or you just sort of, well, that's old stuff, you know. And if you go back and look at the 1918 pandemic, you know, there's a lot of similarities, get that word right, with what we have today. So history teaches us a lot if we're just willing to learn.
Sure, you bet. I'll tell you a fourth person that lived in Glenwood that was part of the Manhattan Project. Not as a scientist.
Okay.
My grandpa worked for the, at the time, Atomic Energy Commission. He was a mechanic. Didn't realize until years later that it was actually part of the Manhattan Project. Yeah, he talked about going out and working on, you know, deuce and a halfs out in the desert in Utah, you know, out by Green River, that kind of thing. And had no idea until years later that that's actually what he was, you know, a part of. But yeah, talks about being observed from airplanes while he was working on trucks out there in the desert and all kinds of interesting stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, my mom's dad. Ask her about it next time you see her.
I will.
Again, we're talking with
sharing about that.
Bill Kite today, the executive director of the Glenwood Springs Historical Society. Again, they're hosting a ghost walk this year, just virtually. The live event happens on YouTube Thursday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. If you want the link to that private live video, just go to glenwoodhistory.com. Minimum donation of $5, which for all the history and the interesting characters that you will meet and see that night, it's absolutely worth it. And after that, if you'd like a DVD, it sounds like plans are in the works to have some DVDs made of those performances as well for sometime in the future. Do you have a timeline for that, Bill? You think they'll be ready by Christmas for the history buff in your family?
I hope so. Yeah. That I hope we have them available. One of the things we will do is I have a friend who's willing to get the performance translated into Spanish. And that's really important to me for a lot of our folks in the Valley that, they'll be able to enjoy it as well after we do it. We won't be able to do it during the live performance, but we will record it. And so that's one thing that I'm glad we're doing. Well, normally the tickets are $25 a piece. And so, you know, we hope people to respect the fact that this has taken a lot to put into this, these performances. And so we're depending on people's generosity to keep going anyway as a nonprofit. So I just wanted to throw that in.
You bet. Absolutely. Yeah. So think about it. If you've got a family of four, that'd be $100 to normally attend the ghost walk. Even if you pay the minimum for each person that's going to watch, that would only be $20. So if you want to, depending on your family situation, if you want to split the difference, you know, give a little extra. I know that all nonprofits, while all of those grants that you talked about before, Bill, are important and are definitely welcome this year, you never know what next year is going to be like. And so if you have it, you appreciate what the Glenwood Springs Historical Society is doing, take care of them. Maybe give them a few extra dollars, because none of us knows what the future is going to hold. Although my money is still on zombie apocalypse before December 31st. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about the Glenwood Springs Historical Society and the Frontier Historical Museum's Ghost Walk 2020. Again, Bill Kite is the executive director, holding the ship together in the age of COVID. And Bill, I know that last time we talked, we were talking about the types of restrictions and what you're actually allowed to do at the museum. Is that still in the same place it was when we spoke before? Have restrictions been eased somewhat?
Not really. We really don't want to take any chances of giving anybody that visits here the virus, or especially our volunteers, many of whom are older volunteers. And so before we get started every day, we go from 1 to 4. We adjusted our hours, kept the winter hours that we normally have from 1 to 4 every day but Sunday. And, of course, we were off today just because of the holiday. We got to give some of us a chance to rest up a little bit. But we go in and completely sterilize all the surfaces people would touch, the handrails, anything that they would touch coming in or out of the building. We have the plexiglass in place. We give them a pin to sign the guest register, and that's your souvenir to keep, so we don't have to disinfect the pins when we get them back. That whole thing is just really important to us because, again, we don't want to be responsible for anyone getting it. Everybody that comes in the building, staff or visitors, aside from the people coming in to look at the museum, have to sign in to get the register so we know that they don't have any symptoms. So, yeah, there's a lot of changes we're going through that I think are important because, you know, it's part of trying to be careful. I don't think you can be too careful. Requiring a mask is certainly necessary, you know, coming in the door. And it's not a political statement at all. It's just the rules that we have to adhere to and the county to stay open. So we appreciate so far no one's refused to wear a mask that we've had to turn away. And I appreciate that.
And again, the big focus of the conversation today is the History Walk, which, even with the COVID-19 restrictions, is happening just in a virtual way, as so many things have this year. Again, put a lot of time and effort of a number of different volunteers to make the Ghost Walk happen this year. Again, it's a combination of some recorded vignettes, if you will, some recorded segments with actors portraying people that were important in Glenwood's history, or maybe, if not important, entertaining part of Glenwood's history and this whole area, really. And then again, in between there will be some live comments from just you, Bill, or will there be other people that will be part of the live broadcast? No, or
I think we're going to have a ghost be the co-host. So co-host as a ghost, that's new. we're going to have a lot of fun with this, and I hope people join us. And I did want to mention, we do have a family donation button there when people sign on to, when we get all this fixed here in the next day or two, for $45, we're asking for families. Because like you said, normally if they bought a ticket, 4 or 5 people, you'd run $100 easily. So we're trying to make it affordable for everybody that, as much as we can, and still, try to get, some funding from this, because this is normally our biggest fundraiser of the year.
Absolutely. And again, headed into 2021, like I say, you know, nobody knows what 2021 is going to be like. So hopefully get you boosted up a little bit there before you head that direction. How long do you have a rough timeline for how long the Ghost Walk will last this year?
No, I don't, because I have the script to still write, and I've got to do that with Chris here this week and in the next few days, and I won't know till then exactly how long it's going to be. Usually it's about an hour and a half when you're up on the hill, and so, you know, we have had different times that you could actually take the Ghost Walk where it didn't interfere with the different tours that interfere with one another. So this is just a one-shot deal, a live performance only once, and it's live streamed. And so we're really hoping people will tune in to our website, glenwoodhistory.com, October 22nd at 7 p.m. Okay. Need to tune in before so you can get your reserved spot there. But like I said, give us a couple of days to try to get this technology side worked out and post it on our website. So normally tickets would go on sale October 1st, but we're still trying to make sure we're going to make this happen as easy as possible, I guess, is the way to say it.
Well, and the beauty of it being online, there is no limit for how many folks can sign up for it, because you're watching on YouTube live. And so as many people as want to can check it out. So let's hope that you actually have a bigger turnout for this online, you know, folks watching from their living rooms, than you've even had your biggest year in person. You know, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
That would be neat. Yeah, for sure. And we're going to get word out to as many people as we can. We had over 600 people that have been to the Ghost Walk before that left their email with us. And so we're letting them know first, because they've been loyal to us, and we want to get the word out to them, and then hopefully they'll spread the news, and also the tourism folks in town are helping us get the word out. So I think there will be a large audience. We certainly hope so.
Again, the evening is Thursday, October 22nd. Again, the Ghost Walk starts at 7 o'clock. You can get your spot reserved in advance at glenwoodhistory.com. Again, the suggested minimum donation is... Let me rephrase that. The minimum donation is $5 per person, or if you want to buy a family pass, if you will, it's $45. Again, that's a great savings over what the Ghost Walk normally is, and again, it goes to a great local organization. Any final thoughts, Bill, as we wrap things up?
No, we just appreciate, you know, what you're doing, and everybody that's involved in trying to keep life going here as we know it on the planet. It's important to me that we all really try to together get over this and look toward the future. And that just takes us all cooperating with one another and helping one another out. And so I just want to say thank you for this opportunity and for what you do, Gabe.
It's a pleasure as always. Always enjoy seeing your smiling face in whatever context. All the best, Bill. We'll talk to you soon. Again, the website is glenwoodhistory.com. Again, the Ghost Walk, Virtual Ghost Walk 2020, Thursday, October 22nd at 7 o'clock. And then stay tuned for details about the Ghost Walk DVDs at some point in the future, including the Ghost Walk DVDs translated into Espanol. And that is the extent of my knowledge of the language right there, that one word. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.